أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نون والقلم وما يسطرون. ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون. There is the next surah in the 29th surah, the first surah, Tabarak al-Ladhi, spoke of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, Allah's great qudra, and in there Allah's great ni'mat and favors that He has upon mankind. This surah speaks about Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his very great honor and respect, his great, great akhlaq, and how honorable Allah Ta'ala has made him. As a poet says, Ba'da's Huda Buzurg Tuhi Qissa Mukhtasa. The greatest after Allah Ta'ala is, in short, it is Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has got a very, very great and high and honorable position. Allah starts the surah with Noon, which is called the Huruf Muqatta'at. That is, those words, the meanings of which are known only to Allah Ta'ala. However, some Mufassirin have explained that Noon is the abbreviation of Nasir. That is, that Allah is the helper of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that Allah helped Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam everywhere. وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْطُرُونَ. And that was a qasam, an oath that Allah Ta'ala took of the pen. وَالْقَلَمِ. The pen is that instrument that is used, that was given knowledge from generation to generation. History of generation to generation was passed on through the pen. So the pen, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of it, which also shows that it has a very high and honorable position. The pen is so valuable also that many, there are those ulama that wouldn't go to the toilet with a pen also, because it's an instrument of knowledge by which you can get knowledge. There are those ulama that when their pen dries up a ballpoint, they won't just throw it away, they will bury it with respect. So the pen has got also great, great honor in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. According to other Mufassiri, and today's pen is the keyboard. It is also the pen by which we are typing, but we are actually writing. We are writing a text message, etc. It is the same thing. And other Mufassirin explain that the pen was the pen which Allah had created to write the taqdeer, that whatever is going to happen. Allah created the pen and told it, write. It said, what must I write? Allah said, everything that is going to happen forever. And the pen wrote everything that is taqdeer. وَمَا يَسْطُرُونَ or جو کچھ لکھتے ہیں. And all that what is written with the pen, or whatever the pen which Allah created and it wrote the taqdeer. That is, everything is fixed. So that taqdeer is Allah Ta'ala knew what is going to happen. Allah inspired the pen, and the pen wrote that everything. If we commit a guna, it is not that it is just because it is in our taqdeer, but it is because Allah knew we are going to make a guna. So we cannot blame, na'uzu billah, Allah Ta'ala, that it was written, so we are making that guna. If we do a good deed, Allah knew we were going to do that good deed. Whether we're going to be believers, non-believers, Allah knew it, and Allah had it written down. And then after this, Allah Ta'ala explains the great position of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and for which this great oath was taken. مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ. تُو نہیں اپنے رب کے فضل سے دیوانا. You are not, na'uzubillah, you are not a mad person by the fazal and karam of Allah Ta'ala. As the kuffar of Makkah, who were totally against Islam and tried and made propaganda all the time against Islam, just as till right till today, and in all times, the superpowers have tried their utmost to annihilate Islam totally. And for that, one of the main propaganda campaigns is to smear the character of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know in our times what terrible cartoons were made, etc. What and what terrible things are, books are written, na'uzubillah, about Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in fact, it is these people who are made in love with this temporary world or this temporary world, which Allah Ta'ala truly and correctly has referred to many times in the Quran Sharif as mata. Mata is what we will call a scropla, that dirty rag that we use just to clean up things, and that you use it only for that time, just because you have to clean up the dirt and you don't like it, you just want to get it off your hands. Like that, this is what this dunya is in reality. And those who are the die hearts of this dunya, they are the ones who find fault with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who only want this dunya, but those who want a good life of good character, as Allah explains in front what the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, they are not the ones who would just go after this dunya, but they realize that the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and everything that he is, his character, whatever he has given us, is of the most superb and the most highest quality. Like, for example, one person, he came into a town, he came to a place and he asked the people, where is the town? Then what we will call a mad person, a majzoob, he showed him the Qabristan. And when he went there, he said, this is the Qabristan, this is not the town. He said, this is really the town. Because everyone leaves the town and comes and live permanently here. They live in the town only temporarily, for some period, and here they come permanently. So this is really the town. So many times those people who speak the truth, we say they are speaking rubbish, they are speaking nonsense, and they don't know what they're talking, but they are talking the right things. And what we think is the right thing, that is just the things of this dunya, and we are clever as far as this dunya is concerned, but as far as deen and akhirat is concerned, then there we find that we are great, we are neglecting, we are very, very neglectful. So Allah Ta'ala says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and all his teachings, which at that time were completely different from everyone, he was correct, 100% he was correct. And what the people were telling, those were the wrong things, and they were really the mad people who were madly in love with this dunya. May Allah let us realize this reality and realize the great noble qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we try and follow in his way of life and his sunnahs fully and completely. Wa akhiru da'wana.